Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season and this is a time of a fresh start. It's a season and a time of new beginning. It's a season and a time of expansion. And you're going to begin to see God do some new things that's about to come into your life. For I prophesy happiness. I prophesy joy. I prophesy even greater growth. And you're going to find that God said he's going to touch your life in a brand new way. He's going to touch your reputation. He's going to touch your popularity. And you're going to begin to find that I shall raise thee up. For this is a time, and even for the next 90 days, where I will bring you in contact with more people, even the public, and you're going to find that you're going to begin to see that all that you have done and the seeds that you have planted shall cause you to begin to come into a season of some fruitful blessings. For the Spirit of the Lord was saying to me that this is a season and this is a time where the Lord says you have passed the test, and now I am going to bless thee, and I'm going to bring you into a time of great increase. For the Spirit says, stay focused and do not become scattered. For this is an hour and this is a time where I surround thee with right individuals that shall be fruitful and they shall bless thee, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For the Lord says, guard your words, yea, even during the next 90 days, for you will see that I will cover thee. You will see that there will be a brand new you. For the Lord says, I bring you through and I have brought you through the emotional times. Now prepare for a lifting up, for the Spirit of the Lord will move upon thee in an unusual way, and you will know that Father God is on your side. As I'm going forward, I'm hearing the Lord saying to me that this is an hour and this is a time where the Lord will say unto thee that you shall be able to handle the demands and all shall be well. For he says, do not become frustrated. Do not become frustrated. For he says, trust me, and I will bring you into a time where you will see that I will cause you and bring you into a time of rewards and blessings. For the Lord says, I have some surprises in store for thee. For the Spirit will say unto thee that you're going to begin to deal with some things surrounding the home. For the Lord says, no, that I cover thee, even thine finances. And then I heard him say unto me, he says, keep a close eye even on your checkbook and your checking accounts, yea, even in this season. For the Spirit says that as you're steadily moving about in this hour, you'll also begin to see. It seems like the Lord says, I'm doing something surrounding your appearances. As I look further, I heard the Lord say that as you prepare yourself to move forward in the month of November, he says, do not become frustrated, but stay focused. For November could also be a time of an explosive kind of month. So use wisdom and don't get into arguments. Don't get into a clash of wills between you and someone. For the Lord says, that is not of me. And it's just not of me. That's only a distraction. For the Spirit says, keep your eyes stayed on me. And as you keep your eyes stayed on me, that is the place that I'm going to bless you. That is the place that I'm going to cause you to come into a time of increase. For the Spirit says, do not dwell on the things of the past, but prepare thy heart and prepare thy mind. For November shall be a time of freedom. It shall be a time of changes all around you. It shall be a time where the Lord says, don't let anybody pull you into any kind of a quarrels or arguments, saith the Spirit of the Lord. It shall also be a time where the Spirit says that he's touching the home environment. He's touching different aspects of your life. He says, guard your words like a two-edged sword. Guard your words, because that which you speak shall begin to come forth and manifest in your life. In November, there's going to be a lot of different kinds of changes around you. I'm also sensing a financial boost, financial increase. I'm sensing a lot of movement, maybe travel, maybe even a change of where you're living at, or change in your work environment in some way. I'm also hearing the Spirit say unto me that as you're continually moving forward into the month of November, he says, avoid confrontations and personal matters as well. And it seems like this could be something even between now and the end of November, perhaps something surrounding conflicts, or something could be over money matters between you and someone. And yet I'm hearing the Lord says, just take responsibility for your part in the interaction, whatever that's connected to. And if you need to move on, then go ahead and move on. I want you to begin to listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there's going to be much travel. I'm hearing God say much laughter and joy. And I hear God say that he's working on your emotions. And God says for you not to fear. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Sanova. I just hear God saying, covering, covering. God says there's a covering. He has you covered, and there's a covering that is going before you as you go throughout your journey and throughout your experiences. God says there is a covering, and he has you covered. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Anuva. I hear the word of the Lord saying, empty out. For Father God says, this is the season of the emptying for Father God to refill thee. Father God says, prophesy until something happens. Father God says, be ye not frustrated, be ye not discouraged. Father God says, this is the season to take a stand. And woman of God, after you stood, Father God says, stand again. For Father God says, you are the tree that's firmly planted, and you're going to be a great fruit in due season, because Father God says you're not going to faint. You're going to gain new momentum and new strength. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you were blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. Know as you prepare your heart to move forward into the month of December, that December, God said, I'm going to place you in a unique position to counsel, but also to support someone maybe in your circle of friends or someone even in your family. I'm sensing December is going to be a time of promotion, a time of raise, a time of increase. It shall be a time that's going to be good for business and financial affairs. It shall be a time where the Spirit says prepare, because things are shifting. You're going to be able to bring healing also in possibly a relationship or so, or something of that nature. It shall also be a time where the Spirit says you're going to handle your responsibility. It's going to be a time where the Lord says unto thee that you're going to be able to iron out some kind of a difference between you and someone. It shall be a time where you're going to take greater responsibility for all that you're doing, and even your living condition, but also in your home environment. For the Lord says unto thee further that as you're moving forward into the month of December, know that December shall be a time where you're going to see changes coming all around you. For the Lord says you're going to see some things even open up for you in February of 2015. Changes will also be coming in January of 2015 that's going to alter your decisions. You'll begin to see and know that the Spirit shall move upon thee. I want to thank you for releasing the miracle seed, for this is your hour and this is your season of increase. You're building a solid foundation, for 2015 shall be a time of increase. It shall be a time of blessings. There's some things that you're going to be separating from us, some experiences or maybe someone else. Be at peace and know that all the pieces are coming together, because God said, I got great things in store for thee, and I'm going to open you up, because I'm hearing God says recuperation. I see recovery. I see healing all around you. And that is the word of the Lord. God bless you.